The goal tonight was to generate interest on the part of the chamber and the municipal government and other civic leaders in unlocking music's superpower. And by that I mean the power of music in a community to offer benefits that extend beyond the music community itself. So, you know, we would all expect that if we lavish some attention and money on music, that there would be more people able to achieve music careers. But in actual fact, a thriving music scene, which is the goal, that's what you want to develop, a thriving music scene has all kinds of benefits which were really poorly understood. In fact, not understood at all. And I'll give you one sort of example of this. In Austin, they're referred to now, I think, as Silicon Valley East or Silicon Valley Southwest or something like that. Anyway, huge tech industry. And when we were down there with one of the mayors of Toronto with a delegation, one of the reporters that we were with asked one of the local tech business folks, somebody from Google or Facebook, why are you in Austin? And it's like, well, the music scene. Because young people like live music. They like a vibrant music scene, and they like to do something, and that's something that is attractive. So, and it's not just music, obviously, a vibrant cultural scene, but really at the root of it, it's music. So, I think the city of Austin and increasingly other governments started to realize that a vibrant music scene, and it's not just live music, it's a recorded music scene, it's all of those different things, is a tool that they can use to attract businesses, retain young people in their community, and we can cite, you know, chapter and verse of communities who have told us that they're hemorrhaging their young people because there's nothing to do. There are communities where there's no where if there's no live music scene, it's dead. After 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., it's dead. You know, there's one community in southwestern Ontario where I went down to. I saw a play, the play lets out, and there's nothing. Like, literally nothing. The only place open was a live music venue down the road. If there were 10 of them, the streets would be buzzing. Mm-hmm. So, job creation, retention of youth in your community, large and small, there's all of these unexpected benefits. Music tourism. And you saw that, right, last summer, where all these people coming into your community. I have a friend who, an artist who developed on her own, an artist-led, artist-curated music festival in the city of Gravenhurst. Never been done before. Her family had long-standing ties generations back in the community. She went home. She created something called the Sawdust. Her name's Miranda Mulholland. She started the Sawdust Music Festival. And it was an economic boon to the community. She said that, you know, when she's doing her economic impact study, you know, people were saying, the local businesses were saying they had never had a weekend like it. So, you know, and it's not just festivals, but festivals can be a key component to that. So, you know, that's bringing people into your community, fresh money. It's not just money moving around inside the community. And, you know, also too, you know, if there's an active downtown, people feel safer. That's one of the things, the results of the studies that we found, is that people just feel safer when there's other people around, and live music can do that. So, lots of economic impact, lots of unexpected impacts. The goal is to, you know, interest municipal leaders, interest civic business leaders in sort of unlocking that power, and it really starts here. They've got to develop a plan, just like I was saying, you know, that you start with a plan and a goal, and then you execute. And city after city, we've gone from no cities in Canada to over 24 cities and increasing all the time. So it's great to think that Timmins might be one of them. You've got a history. You've got an active, engaged community. There's no reason you can't. And it's also important to remember that I was at the Tourism Industry Association of Ontario, and I was doing one of my speeches, and somebody from the London Tourism Office came bustling up to me after my presentation. He says, "I've got it. I know what we're going to do in London. We can't compete with Toronto on this and this and this, but what we're going to do is we're going to be an incubator. That's the strategy." So he had an idea, and he went back, and he develops a plan, and it's going to be a piece of it. Not all of it, a piece of it. So anything's possible, but you got to have a plan. So that's what my hope is for tonight, that the folks that in this room will take a hold of this, leave here, get together. And you got a mayor that certainly, he gets it. Like, and I will say that that's like critical.